This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you guys know I'm a doctor. Right? Yeah, I went to medical school. I actually passed. I told you guys, I did really well. I graduated in the top 99% of my class. So I did really well in medical school. Yeah, you figured that one out, huh? Yep. And, I have a big problem with the way we're approaching this opioid epidemic and the opioid overdose deaths. And a lot of legislators out there are passing all these bills like, we have in Nevada, what, AB 474, or is that the number of it? I don't know. They have all these numbers for the bills. You forget what the hell it is. And all these states are passing these bills going after the doctors, us doctors, for the opioid crisis. I just read an article the other day. A mom lost her child, football player child, so tragic. And she's actually going after the pharmaceutical companies. They're suing the pharmaceutical companies, saying that the pharmaceutical companies duped the doctors. Now, I know a lot of doctors out there are like, yeah, let's go with that because I don't want to get sued. Yeah, we were duped. Okay, no. Okay, no. You can't dupe a doctor. You can't dupe a nurse. You can't dupe a pharmacist or respiratory therapist or dentist or oral surgeon. You can't dupe us. Doctors aren't dupable. And I'm insulted by seeing that out there, so people can kind of save their butts when it comes to a lawsuit, that they were duped by a pharmaceutical company. We've talked about this on air lots of times. If a pharmaceutical company had a drug that was either an opiate or an opiate agonist, and they told me, oh, Dr. Dahlia, no, it's not addictive, I would be like, oh, hell no. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Get the hell out of here. Okay, you can't dupe us. And so this idea that the opioid crisis is because doctors like Dr. Smith or Dr. Gertrude or Dr. Dahlia wrote too many narcotics for a tooth abscess or for a broken bone is completely bullcrap. And I got to be very, very careful with how I talk. There was an article that was just published in PEDS, a report that doctors are still writing narcotics to teenagers, you know, for tooth procedures. You know, you get your wisdom teeth taken out. And many people get a narcotic. And people are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, they can take an ibuprofen. Ibuprofen is a fantastic pain reliever. Well, we're going to talk about ibuprofen in a second. True. When I had surgery, ibuprofen did better than a narcotic. Absolutely. There's even been a study that in ED visits, emergency room visits, a Tylenol or a Motrin did just as good as a narcotic. The problem is if you're bleeding, and you're at risk of bleeding, and you just came out of a trauma, we're taught not to give you the anti-inflammatory because we don't want you to bleed more. See, here's the problem with the whole opioid epidemic. You want to know why we have an opioid epidemic? It's not because of me and my prescriptions or Dr. Smith and his prescriptions. It's because, one, people have pain, and number two, people like to get high. People have addictive personalities. I mean, people are going after Big Pharma. Well, you know, they duped us and, you know, they made a drug that was addictive. All right. Pain control and these medications like opium and these medications that, you know, kind of give you a buzz and these chemical compounds out there. That's just the nature of the beast. That's what they do. And that's how they give you a euphoria. Unless you could sever the nerve or address the nerve, which we can do in medicine these days. You're gonna, you know, then try to hit pain from the brain centers because the brain is where pain gets processed. So if people like the euphoria, like to be addicted, or if they get unfortunately dependent on something or tolerant, that's what we have to address. going after a doctor for their 30 tablets or their 25 tablets is complete bullcrap. I mean, are we going to now go after Jack Daniels and Grey Goose or Dos Equis for people who become alcoholic? I don't hear people suing the alcohol companies. I don't hear people suing Coca-Cola or Pepsi for the obesity crisis. You know, it's funny. If my attorney saw me in a bathing suit, he would probably subpoena the hell out of Hershey's. But nobody does that. Because you can't blame a chocolate company or a soda company for somebody being obese. Right? We have to take it on ourselves. This is on us. Same thing with alcohol. With alcoholism and people who are called alcoholics, which is a term I really don't like people using, you know, in AA, you know, you take the responsibility on yourself. So where is the responsibility for the opioid use? And you have a lot of people that are victims of opioids. I get that. But telling them, well, just take a Tylenol or just take a Motrin doesn't cut it. You know, one of the reasons why I prescribe narcotics, and we've talked about this, is because I started to notice a lot of my patients go into stage 3 kidney disease. I noticed a lot of them have GI bleeds. I noticed some of them going into heart failure. And they had been given anti-inflammatories for years. So how long are you allowed to take an anti-inflammatory? Some sources say no more than 30 days. Some say no more than 10. So you're trying to tell me, as a doctor, that I am supposed to have somebody who has chronic pain, whether it's spinal stenosis, whether it's diabetic neuropathy, whether it's fibromyalgia, whatever, failed back surgery syndrome, that I'm supposed to put them on chronic anti-inflammatories. We're told by the kidney doctors to not. We're told by the heart doctors, we're told by the GI doctors to get people off the anti-inflammatories. And then Tylenol. How much Tylenol can you take? I see people overdose on Tylenol. Well, it's over the counter and they're in pain. So we need to address people in pain. Well, Dr. Dahlia, still doctors are, you know, writing too many narcotics. Well, we started to limit that the last year or two, and opioid overdose deaths still going up. We have more opioid-related overdose deaths now this year than we did last year. And many doctors last year said, well, to hell with this. I'm not going to write any more narcotics. So where are they overdosing? Are they overdosing on the 15 tablets they got from their oral surgeon? No. They're overdosing on fentanyl or heroin. Or they're overdosing because they're mixing it with alcohol, you know, some Valium, maybe throwing some Viagra in there. So, you know, back off. Don't be making us doctors look stupid like we're being duped. And can we come up with more drugs that help pain? Can we address pain? Can we address addiction? But quit going after us doctors, because you guys are just wasting time trying to look busy and you're doing nothing for the opioid crisis. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners asked if I knew a doctor who would lie and say he was vaccinated so he doesn't have to get the vaccines. He was honest about it, just all right, straight out honest. And are there doctors out there that are concerned about vaccine side effects who will cover for you and say you were vaccinated when you weren't? If that doctor is, if there are doctors out there, they're going to lose their license. Yeah, we're not allowed to lie. And if there are doctors out there going, oh yeah, 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 to get you through this whole measles epidemic, or if you're, you know, your hospital wants you to get the flu shot or whatever, I'll lie for you. A doctor caught lying is a dead man or woman. You cannot lose that trust. And so are there doctors out there that might be doing it? I don't know. I hope not. I hope not. But I'm not naive. You know, I'm sure there are people out there. If you could get a fake ID, I'm sure you could get a fake vaccination record. This vaccine thing is starting to really kind of become a lot more complex, a lot more dramatic, a lot more involved than we thought it would be. But I see an article here in CBS, can business owners require workers to get vaccinated to fight the measles? They say business owners concerned about the measles outbreaks should consult lawyers or human resource experts on how to tackle the issue. But the Americans with Disabilities Act apparently protects employees from being forced to have a medical procedure, such as vaccinations, which is kind of interesting because a lot of hospitals will mandate that all their workers get flu vaccinated for the flu. And, you know, as a patient, you kind of want to know that your, you know, healthcare worker isn't sick or exposed to the flu. But a lot of places do mandate vaccines. But what I'm reading here with the CDC, or not the CDC, but with CBS News, is the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits employers from requiring employees to undergo any medical procedures. So then if you're a business owner and you're afraid that your employees are going to sue you or your customers are going to sue you because you aren't mandating vaccinations, what do you do? This being in a position of damned if you do, damned if you don't, is kind of scary. You know, I don't like it when people feel trapped. When people feel trapped, they do stupid things. And so I agree, you do need to consult an attorney. Every state has different labor laws. But if you are a business owner and you have an employee that comes in with measles and you have another employee that comes down with measles, and let's say who is vaccinated, and don't get this wrong, we have people out there that are coming down with measles and mumps or hepatitis A that were vaccinated. Will that person sue you? Are you responsible as an employer? Now, having been an employer, I really feel it is my responsibility to make sure that my employees have a safe workplace and aren't exposed to things, especially if they're vaccinated. If they're doing the right thing, getting vaccinated, and then they still come down with an illness, should I take 100% of the blame? No. But should I do everything I can to make sure that they don't get a communicable disease, that they could come to work safe? Yeah, I should do everything I can. I shouldn't be liable, though. They could have gotten measles at the grocery store. They could have gotten it, you know, from a variety of places. They could actually, if a lawsuit ever does come into play, they could actually trace which virus you got it from who. So if it looks like you did get it from a worker, although a lawyer could say, yeah, but they could have gone out and gone for drinks, and that's when they could have gotten exposed. But that's kind of far-fetched. Now, you as employees may say, okay, wait a second, I'm pro-vaccine, but I don't want anybody forcing me to get something when I don't want to get something. And what if, you know, I'm the one in a million that gets a bad side effect from it? What if I do feel a little sick after the shot and I don't want to get it? Do I have a right as a human being? Is it my constitutional right to deny somebody injecting something into my person? See, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I don't know if a government can technically force. We do it. We do force vaccination. And a lot of us doctors are fine with that because we want you vaccinated. And we aren't really forcing it. This is just if you want to go to school, you get your vaccines. And the parents are like, oh, yeah, I want vaccines. So we kind of convince, you know, the majority of the people to, you know, go with it. So it hasn't been much of an issue, but now it's going to be. And you're going to have people that are going to demand that the Supreme Court weighs in on if it's constitutional for you to take their child who's healthy and stick a substance in them. Now, I'm a doctor. I think the substance is safe. It's a vaccine. Vaccines have been proven safe. Vaccines proven to save lives. But if we really go bare bones to it, you know, if I was acting an attorney, like an attorney, you know, these vaccines have a lot of substrates in it. might have certain chemicals and preservatives and things like that. Can you force a person to bring their child, you know, to somebody who they don't know and allow them to, and force them to undergo an injection? My guess is we can't. Most people are on board and we do it and we get our vaccines and we're happy and it's working. But now that you have a lot of people going, you know, out there going, nah, 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 this is going to be a huge fight. And now you have employers going, okay, wait a second. I couldn't get my employees to get a flu shot. How many, I'd like to hear it from any business owners, how many of your employees signed up for the free flu shots when you offered flu shots? I heard numbers around like 40-some percent. When employers offer free flu shots at work, 40-some percent get the shot. 60% is like, nah, I'll pass. So even though you don't have a lot of quote-unquote anti-vaxxers out there, you have a lot of people that opt out of the vaccine. I mean, look at this HPV vaccine. This HPV vaccine is supposed to protect against cervical cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer, and boys should really be getting this HPV vaccine because throat cancer can take a man out like nothing. And these HPV vaccines help protect against that. Yet we are not seeing a push. We are not seeing a lot of excitement and acceptance of people getting that vaccine or bringing their kids in for that vaccine. Now, true, there's been some reports of side effects, paralysis, things like that. So there's a little bit of distrust, but overall the vaccine is safe. But you have a lot of people out there going, ah, I think I'm going to skip that one. So then how many of you out there are really, really pro-vaccine? Or, you know, are you doing it because you got to put your kid in school? The pediatrician's telling you want your kid safe and you're going with it. But if you had a choice, would you not vaccinate? What I'm noticing is when you give somebody a choice, not a lot of people will choose to vaccinate. So if we want a robust, if we want a very successful, you know, vaccination program, it seems to me like we have to force it, but I don't know if we're allowed to do that. And whenever we bring up the topic, like this topic brought up, you know, should employers be forcing it on their employees? People are saying, no, Americans with Disabilities Act. All right, so then what's going on here? When are we allowed to force it, and when aren't we? We don't have any consistency on the subject. And I keep bringing this up, flu. Flu kills tens of thousands of people. I don't think we've had one measles death, thank God. But we had almost 60,000 flu deaths this year. Why aren't we talking about mandatory vaccination of the flu shot? Well, because the flu shot doesn't always work. The measles vaccine shot does. Yeah, that's a good argument. The measles vaccine is about 97% effective. But remember, we're not getting the numbers on how many people are coming down with measles this year that were vaccinated. There's a chance that the vaccine might be 92% effective or 90, still way better than the flu shot. But once people know that, they're not going to want to vaccinate as much. So we have a very, very difficult challenge ahead on how we're going to move forward with vaccines. Because what I see is if you give people a choice, they pass. And if they're allowed to pass, they're allowed to pass. But what are we going to do to combat these infectious diseases? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, making his first public remarks about the investigation since it began 2 years ago, outlining the sweeping efforts, he says, that Russia conducted to influence and impact the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. And Mueller says he won't be testifying at any hearings because
any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I think the Star Wars Galaxy Edge is about to open this weekend. Did you guys hear about that? Disneyland has revealed a picture of its $1 billion Star Wars Galaxy Edge attraction. This is some pretty cool stuff. The picture was posted to Instagram by Josh D'Amaro, president of Disneyland Resort, with the caption, "So proud to introduce you to the inhabitants of Batuu. I want to thank this amazing team for their incredible dedication and passion. Yesterday's Star Wars Galaxy Edge cast rally was unforgettable. This photo is one for the ages." And I'm looking at it, and it really looks like a scene from one of the movies. It's pretty darn cool. And then John Boyega, the actor who plays Finn, was also there. And I'm looking around, and it's just, it's pretty breathtaking. So apparently, there's supposed to be, I think Steven Spielberg was even there. There's supposed to be a Millennium Falcon, right? The Millennium Falcon, which is, like, I think the coolest spaceship ever. There's supposed to be, I think, restaurants and drinks that are very similar to the movies, you know, where they kind of bubble up and steam and smoke. He promised that the amazing cast is ready to give the fans all around the world the most immersive Star Wars experience. And then he revealed that he was not personally involved in developing the attraction, but will be there in person for the grand opening. And I don't know how long the lines are going to be. They say for the first 3 weeks, guests must have a reservation to enter and will be limited to 4 hours inside the new theme park. Oh, boy. You know what you guys have to do is if you, wow, I think it's behind Thunder Mountain. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Disneyland in Anaheim, but I think the land that's available was like behind Thunder Mountain, you know, kind of near Frontierland. That's my guess. And so it just, it's fantastic the way they did this. It really, really looks like a Star Wars. It looks like it's out in the desert. And see, it's smart they picked Batuu. Just like Tatooine, it's like really deserty. So, you know, as opposed to the green. What was the green planet where the Ewoks were on in The Return of the Jedi? I don't know what that planet was, but that planet was super green. That would have been a lot more expensive to try to replicate. So, honestly, if you guys want to see this, what I would suggest you have to do is go in a week. You know what I think the best time is to go to Disneyland? And it's okay if I could tell you guys, you know, because what, there's only like 5 of you that listen to the show, so it's not like we're going to have millions do this. All right? Maybe there's more than 5. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for listening. What you have to do is, best time to go to Disneyland is the week or two after a holiday. When a whole bunch of people went, and then everybody's got to get back to school. So it has to be during a high school week, not high school, but like a very heavy school day. So like, let's say, well, like September. Okay, you know, most students are back in school by September. So after Labor Day, I would maybe say like September 20th, you also want to make sure Europe is done, is in school also. You have the time with Europe because a lot of Europeans come here and then they go to our Disneyland, which is fine because I'm going to their Euro Disney, but still. So you pick a time when everybody should be in school, you know, maybe like mid-February. You got to avoid the three-day weekends. Always avoid the three-day weekends, you know, or pick a day of a week before the three-day weekend, like the Wednesday before President's Day weekend. That would probably be a pretty light day. And that's when you go. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people out there that are already on there. So, like, you know what? I want to enjoy Disneyland. I'm going to have to, you know, take my kids out of school. And you have a lot of grown-ups that don't care. They're like, fine, my kids could be in school. We're okay with that. But the Star Wars Galaxy Edge is almost as big as, it's actually bigger than Fantasyland. It's about as big as Tomorrowland. And you could actually, I think, go in the Millennium Falcon. So, I don't know, I like Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I don't know about the new movies. You know, I think all the movies are good. They're just, nothing's ever going to be like, you know, what it was the first time. You know, the remaking Coming to America? Sexual Chocolate. The, you know, the Soul Glow. The Coming to America. It was tiny. The McDowells. Fantastic movie. Coming to America was hilarious. I didn't think I was going to like that movie that much because, you know, I love Eddie Murphy. And I, you know, was afraid that, you know, oh, Beverly Hills Cop was so good that I was afraid, oh, no, you know, now this next movie might not be as good as Beverly Hills Cop. You know, you always worry about that, but it was really, really funny. So they're going to try to remake it, and you're like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, Aladdin. I'm hearing mixed reviews on Aladdin. I heard that, you know, they did a fairly good job. I think it's a great idea to, you know, it's a great story. Might as well reuse the story, but, you know, how can you replace Robin Williams? But I'm hearing that Will Smith did a good job. They're going to do that with Lion King. Lion King has actually still James Earl Jones, which is fantastic. Pretty cool that James Earl Jones has been a voice that we've lived with now for decades. And for him to be in the original Lion King and now in this Lion King, very, very cool. So, you know, people remake things and we like it. You know, it brings back our past. You know, it's funny, these TV stations that have, like, True TV or is it TBS? I'm not sure. Some of them go back and they have the old school TV shows. You know, like the Andy Griffith Show and things like that. And you're like, who's going to watch that? You don't understand. A lot of people who grew up with those watch it. I will watch an I Love Lucy rerun in a heartbeat. I'll watch a Honeymooners show in a heartbeat. As a kid, I watched the reruns, and I loved them. I mean, you know, they were funny. That type of humor, to be able to do without, you know, curse words, you know, to be able to laugh at something from the 1950s, it showed how brilliant some of the comedy was. So, you know, here we have Star Wars. I think, you know, them continuing to make movies, and I think now the Lord of the Rings, the Game of Thrones producers are going to now make another trilogy of Star Wars, which is fine because Game of Thrones, they definitely know how to make, you know, they definitely know how to make movies or hour-long TV shows or series, so I think they could do it. But there is going to be some point where we're going to have to say stop because you're kind of ruining, you might be kind of, you know, ruining the quality of it. But for now, Star Wars, I think, has kept its own. Yeah, some of the movies were my favorite, but they still held their own. You know, now these series finales, a lot of shows ended, like Veep. Do you guys ever watch Veep? Veep was hilarious. Veep was Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was the vice president, and then was president, and then was a president. And she, that was a series that I believe she produced. It was hilarious. But the last episode stunk. Seinfeld. The last episode stunk. Friends, the last episode was eh. All these series, Game of Thrones, the last episode, eh. You know, I don't understand why none of these series could end with a bang. And I think the reason why is once you do what you have to do and you know it's ending, they're like, well, we can't make it too good because then people are going to be mad that there's no more shows. And since we have nothing to lose because the show ends and we're not going to have any more advertisers anyway, then we just end it. Figure out a way to end it that doesn't suck. Sopranos. I did not like the ending of The Sopranos. You're like, what happened? And people go, oh, well, they did that on purpose for suspense. No, they didn't. They just couldn't decide how to end The Sopranos. So they just go, you know what? We'll just go dark. I remember my friend called me up screaming. Did the power go out? No, the power didn't go out. That's how they ended the show. What? That was ridiculous. So my suggestion to you writers is end the show properly. Okay, when we come back, we got some problems with Ebola. Apparently, some villagers killed a healthcare worker and started to loot one of the clinics. We're having a big problem out there. And I don't know if they're able to contain it like they need to. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Watch out, what's going on with Ebola? I am not liking this. I think the death toll is now up to 1,281. We have thousands of others affected right now, trying to be quarantined. And the World Health Organization has been asking for help. Apparently a mob in eastern Congo has killed an Ebola health worker and looted a clinic, according to the health ministry. So this is kind of underscoring a breakdown in public trust, according to Reuters, that's hampering its efforts. We need Ebola workers. We need people volunteering to be over there. Are you or I volunteering? No. And I feel bad about that. I'm here. I have every excuse in the world. I got my family. I got my show. I got my job. I'm not over there helping. And so luckily there are do-gooders out there that are going out there, putting their lives on the line. not only at risk of Ebola, but getting killed by these militants or villagers that don't want them to be there. They say attacks on treatment centers by armed groups and mistrust among residents who view the disease as a conspiracy have become major impediments to containing the Democratic Republic of Congo's worst ever Ebola outbreak. Previous ones were the 200s. This one has killed 1,281. They also say there's no signs of slowing its spread. Dozens of new cases each week. And the ministry said that on Saturday, residents of the village of Vusahiro in the Mabalako district rose up and attacked the local Ebola response team, made up of village residents who were trained to carry out certain response activities. A hygienist from the infection prevention and control team died of his injuries when he was transferred to the hospital. Responders, healthcare workers, community members are increasingly subjected to threats from armed groups in hotspots such as Katwa and Butembo. You know, and some people are saying, well, they're fine. Just let Ebola, you know, do its thing. No. We cannot let Ebola do its thing. Okay? Because there are people there that aren't idiots that want to be protected from Ebola, that aren't attacking our healthcare workers that need help. And if we don't get this under control there, it comes to our country very easily. So we need to have our acts together. UN officials say that stopping targeted attacks on healthcare workers requires untangling deep-rooted political problems in the eastern Congo. Dialogue has led to a recent reduction in large-scale attacks on healthcare workers, but I don't know if there's a ceasefire yet. Between January and early May, there were 42 attacks on healthcare facilities, and 85 workers were either injured or killed. So mind you, you're going out there to fight Ebola. Ebola, one of the deadliest viruses out there. And then if you do fight Ebola successfully, you're quarantined for almost 3 weeks before you get to go back to your families. So you are basically going to be gone for months, not living in the most comfortable quarters, knowing that your life is at risk every single day from this virus. And now on top of that, you might be killed by somebody who doesn't want you helping. Who's going to sign up? They say healthcare workers have been attacked 6 times in the last 8 days, according to the World Health Organization. Said these attacks demonstrate that the ongoing Ebola outbreak is more than a health crisis, and it takes a coordinated and strengthened effort across the UN system with strong leadership from the government. So, I mean, they need tons of armed guards. They need militia. They need army. I don't know what the hell is going on with the government over there. But, you know, we're just not, you know, not really kind of jumping to the call over there. So, Godspeed. I hope they're okay. In our neck of the woods, we're dealing with some stuff. 300 tornadoes have been reported across the U.S. in 12 days. 12 people have been injured. And these are pretty, these are over 328 reports, according to the National Weather Service. 500 tornadoes have been reported in the last month. And forecasters warn that we're not out of the woods yet. This might go on till Thursday, hopefully ease up by late Thursday, but then come back next week. One person, I believe, has already died. Hundreds more injured. They say Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia already ravaged by these storms. 20, I think, hit Kansas. New Jersey and New York City is also bracing themselves. In New Jersey, they said there were reports of a possible tornado in Hopatcong. I hope I pronounced that right. And damage to a local high school. There was even a mini tornado in our neck of the woods. In Pahrump. I saw a picture of it. That's crazy stuff. They said on Tuesday, the U.S. exceeded its record of 11 consecutive days with at least 8 tornadoes on each of those days. The last time we saw this 11-day stretch was June 7, 1980. The National Weather Service has already received at least 27 more reports of tornadoes yesterday. 934 tornado reports so far this year. What's the yearly average? 743. So we're already beating the average, and this is only May. May, June. 500 of these came in the last 30 days. So I don't know if this has anything to do with that whole, you know, bomb cyclone that affected us, you know, a few months ago. But there has been some real weird weather. Rain, hail, thunderstorms, a threat of tornadoes. They said is going to return to Texas, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, on to Illinois, parts of the East Coast. counties across Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia already ravaged by these storms on Monday. Be careful out there, people. Apparently, 77 counties in Oklahoma are still under a state of emergency. Now, the other thing that people are kind of forgetting about is we have flooding coming. They say the Mississippi and Arkansas rivers are set to rise to record-breaking levels. More rain is coming, and with more rain, we have more flooding. Not to mention, you know, ice melting from, you know, some recent ice storms. So on top of everything we're dealing with heat waves, tornadoes, storm warnings, now the Midwest is about to deal with flooding. National Weather Service Little Rock warned that the Arkansas River may experience the worst flooding in recorded history. It is projected to crest later today at 42.5 feet in Van Buren, which is going to break the 1945 record of 38.42 feet. This could be extremely devastating for Arkansas and Oklahoma communities that are already underwater. For those of you not watching the news, the Arkansas River has already flooded homes in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. More expected. City officials expect about 500 homes to flood eventually. You know, we see flooding a lot with hurricanes, and we forget that we, you know, this is the type of weather we see with late spring. So I'm looking at just neighborhoods underwater. They say they predicted the levees will be flooded and there will be significant impacts to life and property across a very large area. We'll keep you guys posted on this, but Godspeed, not good at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there was a woman who was told she was never going to conceive. And then she actually had this reaction to her drug. And she looks like she was burned from the inside out. This is Danica Heron, and she developed this mysterious rash just before her 19th birthday. Now, we've talked about Steven Johnson syndrome. Steven Johnson syndrome you could get from, we've seen it with Motrin, we've seen it with penicillin. It's a very rare, rare reaction. But you could get it from an infection or from a medication reaction, and it'll affect the skin, mucous membranes, genital, and eyes. So it's where your skin blisters off. She's only 19 years old. She was in the hospital for 3 weeks. She got better. But due to the organ damage, she was told she was probably going to be infertile. But in December 2018, she was able to get pregnant with her baby boy. So she was able to get pregnant, luckily give birth to a baby boy. But the medication that she was on that they think did it might have been Keppra for seizures and Lamotrigine or Lamictal. So anytime you start to kind of feel lip swelling or have some ulcerations or you start getting a rash after a medication, you have got to go to the doctor right away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.